All right, man, we'll go do the C4 at Craig House.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
It's such an audacity.
The audacity of the audacity.
Hey, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. This is, I don't have the Herp Earl Grey.
You don't have the Herp Earl Grey? Yeah. And the parking lot got boomp.
No Herp for me. Hey, we're still missing cards, man. So 217 of 289 spoiled.
Yeah. So I thought they'd finish it today, but come to find out they're not finishing it till tomorrow.
Because we were supposed to record yesterday on Wednesday. Today is Thursday the 3rd.
No, today is Wednesday.
Oh, today is Wednesday. Oh, no, we're supposed to record on Tuesday.
We wanted to record Tuesday, but I talked to you and didn't wait until the next day, you know, our usual day.
Is there any other news before we get into the Time Spiral Remastered?
You know, honestly, no. Not really.
Nothing banned. No new pedophiles. I know your boy Perp was talking shit about something, though.
That's fucking Biffo.
I don't know what you and you wearing your purple shirt, too.
I'm wearing the purple shirt because it's the Krakow shirt, and I liked it in the purple, all right?
Okay, so, okay, the perp.
The real perp is on the fucking internet.
We're going to talk about Time Spiral Remastered. First things first, we're going to talk about Strixhaven spoilers. We know that you're a wizard, Harry, and we knew that this set was coming out. They finally released some spoilers for this set. They have 5 of the main set cards, and then the box topper rares, or I guess what you want to call them, showcase.
They call it the Mystical Archive this time
around.
The
Mystical 15.
Sure.
So 1, 2, 3.
Well, let's see. What's the set number on those? 10 of 65.
Oh, there's 65 of these? God, man. Mystical numbers.
There's going to be 63 chase rares.
Okay, so it's another Kaladesh invention or whatever. But here's the best thing about this. So we know this comes in set boosters. We know this comes in collector boosters. The Demonic Tutor looks badass.
Demonic Tutor looks great.
For those of you that don't know, they are releasing a Japanese-only set for Mystical Archives. So there's alternate arts for these cards only in Japanese collector boxes. And probably set boosters.
Incorrect.
Oh, so we're going to have a booster? Or
you do have a chance in the collector's boosters to get the Japanese alternates. And supposedly the number I've heard is each collector's pack, you get 3 shots per pack.
Ah, dude, those boxes are going to be fucking unreal in price.
Yup.
I mean, because you're looking at that, the Demonic Tutor. Okay, the normal one's pretty badass. It kind of fits the.
And the reason why this makes sense.
Moana, whatever the fuck it is, the Disney movie. You know how the cutscene with the all the shit? That's what the artwork reminds me with Demonic Tutor.
Yeah, the art when it's the art gets animated in Moana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost the tattoos if they were colored.
Yeah. 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 You got Bolas in the background. I have no idea what the fuck that thing is in the middle.
To be fair, neither do I.
They're doing the celestial thing. So this is dark, dingy. You see the mountains. You see all the coloring. You see black. You see white. You, of course, see volcanoes. You see the green. It's nice.
It's a different take, and I like it.
Yeah, it looks like something that Secret Lair.
Yeah.
Cheap. But the fair. Japanese counterpart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That card, funny thing is, it's not listed as one of 64 or whatever, 65. It is just...
Number 90.
Number 90.
Which makes sense, because it's going to get... The 63 is going to get doubled, because each one of those will have Japanese alternate art.
The artwork is badass.
Here's something, and when we go over the next two cards that are in this cycle, I'm going to point something out when we get to it. Second card on the list is Opt.
Yep. So, reprint of Opt.
Reprint of Opt.
Now, are we getting this in foil and non-foil?
Yes.
Ooh, that means... Oh, yes. Yes.
For both the English version and the Japanese version.
Yes, that means they're not going to be overly fucking expensive.
And now, this is where I'm going to point out the first thing. Demonic Tutor is printed as a mythic in this alternate cycle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Opt is printed at Uncommon. And the third card on the list...
Swords to Plowshares.
...is printed at Rare. So we have a rarity cycle inside of a chase item.
Well, which is funny. Of course, they can't... Well, they made Vampiric Tutor... Mythic. They made Grim Tutor mythic.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I just think it's weird that they're doing a rarity cycle when it's a masterpiece item.
True.
In essence, that's what this is. So that's why there is so many available and why they're going to be three per collector's pack.
One.
But I don't know if it's up to three or if there's just three.
Ooh, man, that's going to be fucking harsh, bro. Yeah. I'm really excited. The artwork for, Swords to Plowshares, dude, shows a samurai warrior pointing off in the distance.
The border, they're borderless full arts.
Yeah, the Japanese ones are literally borderless.
The boxes are incredibly different. Japanese wall scroll layout for the titles.
Yep.
They just look amazing.
And instead of vertical lettering on top for like Swords to Plowshares, it is like the haiku, you know, off on the left-hand side. And it fits the Japanese theme.
Yeah.
But do that Demonic Tutor, though. You know that motherfucking foil is going to be expensive.
And the way I look at these is that they're throwing up Demonic Tutor. I'm going to say that's the top end.
Yeah, it has to be top. If there's another one that comes out that's a bigger banger than this,
it won't be spoiled until the very end.
The only biggest banger they can do with this tutor, Imperial Seal.
And we're doing Japanese. I mean, there's the Japanese alt. Seems good time. I mean,
Imperial Seal is the only other...
essential. It's the last tutor that's not reserve list. That has yet to see a reprint.
None of these tutors were reserve list.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's the last tutor in the tutor line.
Other than the Judge promo, it hasn't been reprinted.
And it needs it. Now, the question is, do you think they'd put two tutors in the same cycle?
You want to sell serious packs?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. No. Well, see, they should have put Imperial Seal... in this set and Demonic Tutor in Strixhaven. Demonic Tutor fits better in Strixhaven than it does...
Technically speaking, it is Strixhaven. You gotta keep that in mind.
This is Strixhaven. But I would rather have seen...
In the draft environment, these are playable.
Yeah, but they can't play in standard.
Well, yeah, of course not. Why? Demonic Junior in standard just sounds retarded. I'm sorry. That's too much.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's the first time I'm excited for a fucking set because...
it looks good.
Keldheim kind of was a letdown.
Letdown's an understatement, my man.
Oh.
Anyway, so Strixhaven, yeah, same.
So they brought out the rest of the commands. Well, they brought out five more commands.
What we didn't expect when we were speculating to begin with, we assumed monocolor for the schools.
Yeah. Well, they are monocolor for the schools, but these are...
I think this implies that they're not going to be monocolored for the schools. I think it's going to be these...
Oh, no, it's been said that they're monocolored for each school, but I guess they're going to... I don't know, because they have to have split colors, and you know there's going to be three colored spells in this thing.
Yeah, well, where the schools cross and blah, blah, blah.
But we're getting a new set of commands, okay? If you don't know what a command is, we had Cryptic Command, Word of Command, what are the other ones?
Let's look at the instant cycle of commands.
Well, while he's looking at what up, man, the first what up is Silver Quill Command. So it's a black, white, two colorless sorcery. Choose two. Target creature gets +3/+3 and gains flying until end of turn. Second one is return target creature card with mana value 2 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, jiggy. No, he's a 3-drop, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to look at that. Target player draws a card and loses 1 life. Then the last one is target opponent sacrifices a creature.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, they got a 2-drop creature that you want. They get to sack it, and you get to return it from the graveyard to the battlefield.
So, quick look back.
Your graveyard.
Command cycles. Khanz of Tarkir was the enemy, I believe. Red, green, because we had a Tarkas command. We had, obviously it was cryptic, but Dromoka's command, Culligan's command, Odetai.
Yeah, but these are enemy colors,
okay,
too.
Okay, so
black,
friendly.
White.
So, we had friendly back in...
Dragons.
This is the opposite.
Okay, so they're finally finishing up the cycle.
Yeah. So it's we're only officially took them getting the.
Like 10 years.
Something like that. Damn near close. Cryptic Command is kind of the oddball. I think it.
Yeah. Because
I think it was the only monocolor command that was relevant.
Yeah. So let's get on with this, man. So we got, what is this? Prismari Command, which is my fucking dog really sucks.
Really
Is it? So it's a red, blue, one colorless, instant. Choose two. Of course, is it? Has to be instant. Prismari Command deals 2 damage to any target. Choose mm-hmm. two. Target player draws 2 cards, then discards 2 cards.
Mm-hmm.
Target player creates a treasure token.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy target artifact. I love the fact that it's not telling you to choose 2 different ones. You can use the same mode, right?
Choose 2. Yeah, I think you can just choose the same 2 twice. Maybe. That's going to be a ruling question.
I mean, that's a real, real easy way of ramping. You know, I'm going to create 2 treasure tokens. Let's go with
Witherbloom Command. Golgari. Green black.
God damn, it's Operation Golgari.
However, it's only a sorcery. Choose 2. Target player mills 3 cards. Then you return a land card from your graveyard to your hand. Destroy target non-creature, non-land permanent with mana value 2 or less. Did we touch on the value thing? Give me a second. Target creature gets -3/-1 until end of turn. Target opponent loses 2 life and you gain 2 life.
Let's, so far, I like the target destroy target non-creature, non-land permanent with 2 or two
with
or less.
Mana value.
You know, the reason why is it hits all the high-end mana rocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
And if we can use the same mode twice, I'm hitting high-end mana rocks.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
The only thing that this is the new thing that's coming around is this term mana value. It is no longer converted mana cost. I guess English is too hard or something. And they want to just use our hashtag value that they clearly fucking stole from us.
So hold on. They don't like the fact that CMC cost is still going to be CMC cost.
They're just calling it mana value because hashtag value.
All right, man. So we got Lore Hold Command. It's a 5-drop instant. 1 white, 1 red, 3 colorless. It's in Boros colors. It's choose 2. Create a 3/2 red white spirit creature token. Create our creatures you control get +1/+0 and gain indestructible and haste until end of turn. Rather use Boros Charm. Lore Hold Command deals 3 damage to any target. Target player gains 3 life. And sacrifice a permanent, then draw 2 cards. I don't like it. I don't like the five casting cost is the problem.
Because remember, Boros is always bad. It starts with B for a reason.
Yeah, but Boros had Boros
Charm. The greatest thing that they've ever had for a fucking instant.
Right? I mean, that is the greatest. Yeah. So,
however, this is where I'm going to give this card a tidbit of credit to who's the artist here? Jason Rainville, the redhead stepchild with the Gatling scroll gun. I'm sorry, that is a meme for days, and I fucking love it.
So that means somewhere in this Strixhaven set, there has to be a dwarven redhead.
Yeah, fair. We have dwarven redheads, we have Loxodons, because clearly Elephant Man is Elephant Man. Looking at the art, there's definitely going to be some sort of... I have a hunch in the top right of this art... is Aven Mind Censor.
Yeah, I was about ready to say.
An updated Aven Mind Censor into the Boros colors.
I can see it.
Hunch.
Okay, so let's move on with Quandrix Command. Sultai colors. 1 colorless, instant.
1 colorless, green, blue, instant.
So, return target creature or planeswalker to its owner's hand. Fair. Like the bounce. Counter target artifact or enchantment spell.
Yeah, okay.
Put 2+1/+1 counters on target creature.
That's Simic for you.
And target player shuffles up to 3 target cards from their graveyard into their library.
Anti-reanimator.
This card's going to be expensive. Because why? Simic is the flavor of the month.
Simic is pushed as fuck. We already know this. This is going to be the high-end Simic X control spell for... Standard, if it ever comes back, it definitely going to see play in Modern.
Doubling season is going to go up in price. It's going to double in price.
It's going to double.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is...
I love the commands in general. I think commands are such a good cycle normally. I'm surprised that Golgari...
Well, look at the fact that it does have an avian white-green. But
avian in the green-blue, yeah.
Which, yeah.
We're going to have different races and different subclasses.
But if you notice that the...
I am looking forward...
Orzhov colors, man. It's just...
Emo kids.
Yeah. All white kids, too, at that. There ain't no diversity in that shit at all.
They all are white kids.
No diversity.
Racist. Fuck. All right.
Man.
I'm not a fan of the command art. It is very
bland.
Blue, purple.
And that's it. It's bland. It's really fucking bland.
I believe in movie lingo, if you shine a purple light on a character, it means they're gay. So I have a hunch that's going to be the super accepting class.
Yeah.
Golgari art is just... I don't know how to feel about the Golgari art. I think we have a new creature type coming. There's a... almost a Loxodon, but it's not an elf. It's not an elephant. But he's got some tusks. Tuskman? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now let's
That's
get on.
That's all we have for Strixhaven for now.
And you know what? Believe it or not, just the spoilers for Strixhaven has made it... I actually like it,
it
a
has
lot
tingled
better
my
than...
fancy.
So, let's get on with the MSRP. So, I've been watching the pricing on Time Shift. Or Time Spiral Remastered, right? So, right now, you can pick up boxes for $180 to $195.
Okay.
There is no collector booster for this set. There is no... whatever the fuck
really?
It is. No.
They're doing a collector for this?
Only a standard box. Because why? When Time Spiral came out, it only had a normal box.
Okay, okay. Throwback to the old days. All right.
So it's a throwback.
I'm not upset to hear that.
So there's...
I'm
but the
more
problem
so
is
surprised.
Is they're already... these with what's in here, I don't... people are going to want two bills across the board or more for the set. They do have some bangers in here. I mean, we're going to go over a few right now. We're going to go over the fucking... what's been spoiled. So let's look at the Time Shifted card. So we're at green right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they redid Beast Within. We needed a fucking new reprint, okay? We needed a reprint of Primeval Titan. But they didn't use... okay, so these Time Shifted cards are in old school frames,
so
with the purple symbol.
All right, so I've been watching the Gavin Verhey videos, and he's going over...
why?
Because that's where the early morning spoilers start.
That's
his
true.
Videos get posted at midnight. I'm up. I watch them basically when they go live, not because I'm following the fuck, just because I'm awake. And what it is that the Time Shifted sheet, it is a separate sheet, is all new cards that have never seen the old school border.
Yeah. Which...
and I love a lot of them. They look great for the ones that they did. They did a good job selecting what they did, in my opinion. However...
Farseek, really?
I mean, you gotta have some duds in the mix of the good.
Molten Rain?
Yeah. But can we circle back real quick to Prime Time?
Yeah, the artwork that they use for the Prime Time is not the one that I would have chose.
But spoiler alert, Prime Time's the only Titan to get the reprint in the old border. Sun Titan has been fucked once again. He got gypped out of the fucking Secret Lair set. And now he's getting gypped out of this. I know he's been reprinted a billion fucking times. I understand that. But can we have some irregularity with the alternate arts at a time? Like, seriously, would have been that pain in the ass to just do the cycle of the Titans in this, at least?
No, because it's Wizards. So, some of the noteworthy ones, they have Swag Tusk is back.
That's fine.
E-Wit.
Cool.
I mean, Ancient Stirrings. Corsair Crew Fix is nice.
That's a good $5 reprint right there. Beast Whisperer.
Yeah, that
definitely,
actually
looks good. I like
it. It looks good in the old art. But let's go with the red now. So, we said Molten Rain and this and that. They brought back Young Pyromancer. They did bring back Zealous Conscript. Monastery Swift Sphere.
Yep.
And Teamer Battle Rage.
Here's one I want to point out because I love the old border. Past in Flames, but with its flashback, it has the Tombstone in the corner.
Yes.
I am so happy to see that come back. I loved the stupid little Tombstone
And in the corner. The funny thing is Vandal Blast. Which we needed, definitely needed a fucking reprint. I don't know, Atali? No, not really.
Atali is Oddity, in my opinion.
We didn't need another reprint of Kiki Jiki. I'm sorry, no.
Didn't need it.
We don't need a reprint of Felden the Third Path either.
Yeah, that's also very true.
Anger of the Gods, yes, we needed a reprint. But Alicia, who smiles at death.
But let me touch on something about Anger of the Gods and why Gavin pissed me the fuck off. When he did the spoiler for it, he had to take a moment to apologize because it's a Noah Bradley art.
I want to buy as many of these. And you know what? You know what? Noah Bradley, Bubba, is getting... He got another 100 fucking artist proofs for this card.
I don't know if since they got fired beforehand, though.
Yeah, they still owe him for that artwork. That's under contract, Bubba.
That's true.
So we got Alicia Who Smiles at Death.
A card that just got banned in Legacy. What is its actual name?
Actual name is...
Dreadhorde Arcanist.
Yep.
It got banned in Legacy, and they're giving it the old school border. I feel like that one didn't really fit all that well.
And the last red card that they produced was Goblin Engineer.
Modern Horizons reprint already.
We didn't need Gary.
We didn't need Gary.
We don't need Stinkweed Imp. We don't need another Read the Fucking Bones. We don't need another Vampire Hexmage. We did need another Yawgmoth.
Thran Physician. We needed another Thoughtseize.
Yes. We don't need another Harvester of Souls and Shriekmaw? No. No.
Shriekmaw? No. Zulaport Cutthroat looks great. Leyline of Void, I think, needed another one.
But we did need Sanguine Bond.
We did need Sanguine Bond. That is true.
I love the Leyline of the Void artwork. I love that. I love the way it looks with this. We didn't need another Tasigur. We didn't need more Relentless Rats. And we didn't need Gurmag Angler.
Gurmag Angler, justification is Popper. That's why. That's the only reason why it's in there.
And let's get on with blue. Okay, so there's going to be some shit in here that I don't want. Talran's number one. We don't need him. We don't need Moldrifter.
Didn't need Moldrifter. We just got the extended art in Commander Legends.
Yeah. So we did get Fibblethip, the Lost.
Fibblethip looks good. Yeah, the old bordering,
it does. With the old bordering and the way the blues are and everything, it actually goes with it. We got Repeal.
That's cool.
We finally got Ninja of the Deep Hours reprint.
Yeah, for a common, that was climbing.
The price for that card is still high. Still high. We got a new reprint of Laboratory Maniac.
Again, another
Eternal,
one that looks
Eternal
good.
Masters. I mean, we got Reman.
That's another really nice one. I love the look of it.
True Name Nemesis.
Didn't need a reprint because the price came down after so fucking long.
Yeah.
But it looks good. I'll give it. It looked good.
We got Ponder.
Ponder.
Needed a reprint.
Needed a reprint, even though it's a common.
Treasure Cruise didn't.
Treasure Cruise really didn't, no.
Master of the Pearl Trident didn't. Well, you know, it could have. Yeah, we actually needed a reprint.
Not so much a reprint for financial value, just a reprint for...
What
more
we need is we need Lord of Atlantis reprinted.
Yeah, that's true. Baral, Chief of Compliance.
No.
Eh.
Mystic Confluence.
Yes.
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 All day long.
Yes.
Every day. Trinket Mage. Yes. Disdainful
Stroke.
Because
they used Trinket Mage because they used the Mirrodin, I believe it is.
Yes.
They used the Mirrodin art. Love it. Fantastic choice.
White has some. No, I don't. We don't need Mirror Entity. We don't need fucking Ethereal Armor. We don't need Sigil of the Empty Throne. We don't need Path of Exile. We don't need Lingering Souls. We did need Flicker Wisp.
Flicker Wisp, Palace Jailer, Legacy Staples.
We did need Silence. We didn't need Intangible Virtue. It just had a reprint.
Silence was semi-necessary because of CEDH.
Here's the thing. We definitely needed a Johnny's Pride Mage. Banishing Light didn't need a reprint.
Nope.
Containment Priest doesn't need a fucking reprint. SRAM doesn't need a reprint. Resto, Restoration Angel, yes.
Yep, that was a good one. Thraven Inspector was because Popper. That's another one for because of Popper.
And here's the thing. We only got three artifacts spoiled so far for the old school borders. We have Crystal Shard, which, okay, they're using old school artwork on it.
Yep.
Chalice of the Void.
Good card. Needed a reprint.
And Cranial Plating.
Weird, but you gotta have some.
It hasn't had a reprint in a while.
Yeah, not a money card, but it looks good in the old border. I cannot argue against it. It does look good in the old border.
Now, let's get on with
the actual set.
Which, I thought that they weren't going to put in mythics, because they didn't have mythics in the set to begin with.
Yeah, that's a weird.
Because originally it was supposed to be just rares, uncommon, and common, but now I'm noticing, oh my god. Okay, so,
yeah.
First up, man, yes, we'll Hypergenesis
cool.
At Mythic.
Not so cool.
Yeah.
I don't think it needed to be a Mythic. I don't think it was good enough to be a Mythic.
Summoner's Pact at Rare.
Yes, because it's become a combo piece and fucking random ass.
Felling of the Havenwood, 2-drop Elf. Is this new?
No.
This is all 100% reprints.
No. I don't believe so.
Oh.
I mean, maybe.
So.
I don't know. I haven't really seen much that doesn't stand out. I was like, I think I've seen that before.
No, most of these have all been reprints. I mean, Green Bangers, we're looking at Turmogoyf is back.
For the 25th copy, and it's probably still going to sit at like 50, 60 bucks.
I actually need a couple. I need, since these are going to be reprinted a lot, and there's going to be a lot of this shit opened, I need this card. I need at least four of them.
Is that new art for Goyf, though?
No, that's the original artwork.
That is the original. Okay.
That's the original OG artwork, but it just looks bastardized because it's not in that badass fucking frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the double master or the master series one, which is fucking nasty. Life and Limb.
Life and Limb's a good reprint. That's been a while. Even Scribranger is also another decent reprint, surprisingly, for an Ungaman.
They brought back Slivers. So we got Fungus Sliver, Virtual Sliver, Gemhide Sliver.
Which is another.
And Reflex Sliver.
Yeah.
Spintress Sliver, Might Sliver. I mean, are they really trying to push Slivers?
Slivers has not seen a printing in a long ass time.
Well, what about Infect? We actually can use Infect.
That's true. That is true.
Right? I see Might of Old Carossa.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we've had that reprint. I like that. What is this? That's not Seal. Oh. It's Moraganda's Petroglyph. Creatures with no abilities get +2/+2. So
vanillas get +2/+2.
That's actually pretty good.
Tribal vanilla?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I mean, honestly,
at this point, seeing all the slivers, which of the sliver lords, the legendary slivers, are they going to give us? Who's getting
the only
the
one they can get is Legion.
There's Legion. It's not Queen, because Queen's on the reserve list. There's Legion, and then there's... What's the other one? There's another one I'm spacing on. Llanowar Mentor. Reprint. Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
Moving on to another...
Yeah, we're going to go to red. We're going to go to red now, man. Don't care about Sudden Shock. Magus of the Moon. Non-basic lands are mountains.
Needed a reprint. It was like 15 bucks.
Yeah.
It was getting kind of nuts.
Don't give two shits about Boom or Bust.
Honestly, in red...
Well, we got Pact of the Titan.
Yep, Back to the Titan.
Let's give them the slivers on this one. So we got Sedge Sliver, Fury Rare. Sliver, yep. Battering Sliver, Bone Splitter Sliver, Homing Sliver, and Two-Headed Sliver. Ancient Grudge has been reprinted again, which is good.
Yeah, fair. Notice the two Storm cards they just had to slip in.
Oh, yeah.
Empty the Warrens and Grapeshot.
Yep.
Because, honestly, they needed to reprint, even if they're commons.
Then we got Simeon Spirit Guide, new artwork.
But banned.
Yeah, yeah. But banned stick. Other than that, man, everything, all the commons and uncommons, we get Wheel of Fate. We get a Chroma Angel of Fury. We don't need a Chroma. She's a piece of fucking shit. We don't need Jaya Ballard either. Taskmaster or Mage or whatever. She sucks dick. Wheel of Fate, eh.
But.
Now.
Grinning Ingus is back.
Prodigal Pyromancer is back. I remember when that fucking uncommon was actually like $7 or $8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was a little bit of money. All right, man, let's move on with Black. Ooh, so
Black has some spice.
Yeah, they got a lot of spice. I love Living End Mythic. Don't like the Mythic, but I do like Living End. For all of you that play Pox, Smallpox has been reprinted.
Yep,
and it. It's been upgraded. Well, now it's an uncommon.
I mean, that's probably fair. It is pretty good. I think one of the biggest hitters out of Black, in my opinion, Damnation.
Yes.
At Mythic.
Damnation. I mean, they have some stuff in here. They got Slaughter Pack. They got Sudden Death. They got Assassinate. They got a lot of fucking Dread Returns is back. But we just had a reprint of that fucking in Double Masters. Big Game Hunter, which is good. Because he was getting up there in fucking price, too.
It's one of the most expensive Madness cards, to my knowledge.
Yes. So, Street Wraith, which is always good.
With new art, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, definitely new art. That's ugly as fuck. let's get on with blue. Let's see. Did they bring back something that was going to make me go, yes? Right now, I don't see nothing. I see Mystical Teachings.
Walk the Eons. The extra turn card. I know. I ended up having to buy one. And yeah, it was time.
How much was it hit for?
When I bought it, it was like 12, 14.
Okay, here's the hitter.
Couple hitters.
There's two hitters. So Pact of Negation has been reprinted at a rare still, so these are going to be opened. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ancestral Visions going to be opened.
But at Mythic.
God, yeah, that's the only drawback. That's a Mythic. But they brought back Venser, Shaper Savant. Now, why would you want to bring back, like, Venser when we can use, let me see, what needs a fucking reprint really desperately that's blue? Jin Kataxis. The dragon.
Blue dragon.
The fucking, I don't know, man. There's, we are getting, Cryptic, we're getting an alien or worm beast.
But where's Cyclonic Rift?
Well, we still have a few cards left. I mean, we're getting Vesuvian Shapeshifter.
Teferi, Mage of Zalfir. Bongnify.
Which.
Chimp, chimp.
Needed a reprint, but not really. Logic Knot, which needed a reprint.
I'm happy, and this is a weird opinion of mine.
Delay.
Think Twice with the original art.
Yeah.
Happy to see that come back. Yes. I love that art. It's one of my favorite arts. I wish almost that they did the original border. The old, the time shifted border.
I just wish for Pact of Negation and for Ancestral Visions, they would have used different artwork. Yes, I understand they want to use this artwork. That's the only artwork they've had, but give me something new for these two cards.
Give me something good.
Especially for like Ancestral Visions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to White Power.
The most racist card in Magic, Krovax, Ascendant Hero, and Mythic.
Yeah.
Why?
And restore balance. We don't have balance anymore, but you can restore balance for Suspend 6. I don't... Sarah Avenger. But let's go with the slivers here. So they got just as many slivers as the other ones. So we got Pulmonic Sliver, Sinew Sliver, Lymph Sliver, Poultice Sliver, Watcher Sliver, and Sidewinder Sliver. Calciderm, Temporal Isolation. Those two cards are staples in any Pauper cube. Okay. There's actually a lot of these cards in here. I can literally name off a dozen fucking cards that are gonna be that are strictly Pauper cube. Beast Within, Eternal Witness, Ancient Stirrings. Farseek, though that's for green. Let's go with red. Monastery Swift Sphere, because it was an uncommon. Vandal Blast, Lava Spike, those are for red. Black was Gary, Read the Bones, Vampire Hexmage. I like Dismember back. I didn't see that with the Phyrexian. Zulaport Cutthroat. Then blue. Blue's going to be good because Mole Drifter, Ninja of the Deep Hour, Labman, Reman, Ponder, Treasure Cruise.
This.
Trinket Mage. I mean, I can literally build a cube out of this actual set.
Imagine a Pauper cube with just this set. That actually sounds like a good time.
I actually thought about getting a full set of this. That means all of the, you know, chase rares and mythics and commons, and putting it all as a standalone cube. They reprinted Avian Mind Sensor, which,
like I said, and when we talked about Strixhaven, it's not going to be a direct reprint, in my opinion, in Boros, but it'll be a knockoff because
they have to have fucking owls. Mangara of Corindor. I mean, you think they should have been able to pick a little bit better legendary creatures or creatures in general? I do like that they reprinted Sunlance and Manatithe.
Yes.
Which was funny because I bought the Mana Tides when they just hit I got mine for like a buck something for the foils, but the foils hit like $35, $40-ish about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed there's no heavy hitters for rare or mythics in white other than Restore Balance?
Yeah.
There is nothing. And the only multicolor card that we have here,
Drawnu Lich Lord.
Yeah, he's a zombie wizard, Harry.
And currently for the colorless slot, we've got Lotus Bloom, which we know is the buy a box promo.
Yeah.
With the alternate art and the old border. Looks amazing. And Stuffy Doll with the original art.
But the problem is Stuffy Doll
is not a hitter, but, and it's being printed at rare, which is kind of, eh. That's kind of, that one, to me, Stuffy Doll feels bad as a, cracking that as a rare.
That Lotus Bloom looks better.
Yes, the promo Lotus Bloom looks amazing.
The original artwork, or with the original set, bordering the whole nine yards. Did you get one yet?
No, I have not got one yet.
You know I love you, man, so...
I know you do. Trust and believe, that's going to be a card or two. I'm going to pick up a few when they actually get released, because TCG Player doesn't even have them listed yet. But looking at other foils, it's like a $10 foil.
Yeah.
Man, you're pretty.
Yeah.
You're so pretty.
It's already starting to fucking Pringles.
Well, that was expected. Not going to lie.
Right now, the set, not for $2.
I don't think it's $2. I think the 180.
We know that this is going to be heavily allocated through our shop.
And I know we priced locally, and it's looking like everybody else is going to be pushing it for $2 after tax.
That is not...
It sucks, but...
No. $2?
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? It's going to fucking flop. I'm telling you, there is nothing really banger in here. Thoughtseize? Double Masters.
Mm-hmm. So...
And you're not able to get this in a collector's booster, so you're not able to get foils. Double Masters can get, foils.
So, their math was talked about by a name we haven't talked about in a little bit.
Right?
Saffron Olive. He brought up some of the math points that have been released. If you are trying to hunt a specific foil of the old border, it is 1 in 91 boxes. Specific foil of the sheet, special sheet, and foil is 1 in 91 boxes.
So he's already started to map out how the boxes are going to work.
Yep.
Which is bad. By the time this shit's released, guys, I wouldn't buy any packs, single packs, unless you saw the box open. Otherwise, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Ooh, hey, Sydney got her Bob Ross MTG lands in today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit looks good, though, man. I fucking love Bob Ross. But we needed Rustic Studies. Where is my Rustic Studies reprint? Where is my full art? I'm hopefully Strixhaven. Where is my full art Rustic Studies reprint? It doesn't need to be Therese Nielsen artwork.
No, it doesn't.
I'd love for it to be.
Has it ever had somebody else do the art?
Let's see.
I honestly don't remember. It's R-H-Y.
Oh, I can't spell.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't spell. Rustic Studies. Prophecy. Look at that. Prophecy. Bam. Let's see. Rustic Studies. Therese Nielsen artwork. I don't
think it's ever been done except for by her. I think she's done another art, but I think it was still her. No, it's always been her.
What?
That's an alternate.
That's somebody's proxy. Fucking proxy. I was about ready to say. It's like, man, hold on a minute. That is not right, because right there, boom.
Yeah.
Let's go to TCG Player, because you know if there's all versions, no matter what they say about her, man, she still has fucking her artwork is still gorgeous. Judge promo.
The Judge promo is the only other art, and that was done by.
I have no idea. Don't care.
Tiny name, because it don't look all that great.
No, because you can barely see the fucking mage. All you see is just blue glowing hands. So if I want Rustic Studies, look at that. Commander's Arsenal, foil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mystery Booster, not foil. Jumpstart, not foil. Prophecy, nah. But at least I can get a foil for $79.
Yep.
Well, Prophecy, I can get a foil.
Prophecy foil, $2?
Yep, $2.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about fair.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty, man.
Yeah, well, what else has been going on? Well, I know something that I participated in that still kind of boggles my mind a little bit.
I know something that I participated in. Arena for the fucking Android.
And what's your review, good sir?
The new initial tutorial sucks dick. Stifle, hey guys, if you need to know, Stifle, Allosaurus Shepherd, and Ethereal Forger has all gone up in price.
Why what? The Forger?
Why is the Forger gone up? No way. It went from a fucking bulk rare to a $4 rare. Let me see. Why huge intro? You see multiple bangs dig through time. Through fits both categories. Yeah, it's just a spec fucking buy. Stifle, we know why Stifle's going up, because that card's too good. And Allosaurus Shepherd
is just high. Still is. Still will be.
Yep. I mean, the only other card that's fucking that's like it, Cradle.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, Coifs went down. See, there's the original
trending Coif for art. Okay.
Hey, Jace is going down too.
Nah, not bad, not bad.
So, let's see. Let's get back with Arena. Well, I got it. I loaded it. It bogged my fucking system down. It drained the dog shit out of my battery. I got about 2.5 hours worth of play out of it before my fucking phone at 100% was dead. Shit. It's kind of shitty.
Buggy as fuck.
I don't understand this. So we're looking at some of the pricing right now for TCG player, or not Magic stocks. Thraven Inspector, which is a common, is $3. Treasure Cruise, that is a common. These aren't foil, mind you. These are regular prices, are $4. Mm-hmm. Ethereal Armor is $3.
Popper, Treasure Cruise got banned in Popper.
Did I see that right?
Why is Moldrifter Marcus a rare on the... No, it's not a rare. I didn't think they had rarities on that sheet.
It better not fucking be a rare, dude.
No, because the Time Spiral Remastered sheet, I don't think has rarities. It's the purple symbol for all of them.
No, this is just normal print. Well, let me go back to Mythic Spoilers.
Yeah, no, the old border sheet is all purple rare. That's where they're bringing that back.
See, they got it listed as a fucking rare. So that's how these are all going to be rare, because they're going to be hard to fucking pull.
Yeah, I don't know how often you're going to get them. If Safronov was saying, if you're looking for a specific one in foil, it's 1 in 91 boxes.
I mean, look at this, dude. Korvax is $3.
Yep.
There is no fucking value for $200 in this fucking box set.
No, no way. Not in fucking hell.
I gotta look at the fucking... I gotta go to the main thing here. Let's do... Pact of Negation is the most expensive rare.
No surprise.
And followed by Damnation.
Being a mythic.
True Name at 15.
Fair
Ponder
price.
Is at $13 for Old Border. Angel's Grace.
No, we missed Angel's Grace. That's actually another one that needed to reprint.
I don't think it was on Mythic Spoiler.
Was it not, or did we just miss it?
I don't think... I thought we looked at it. Let's scroll down here. Oh, it's right there next to Angel of Salvation.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's the only banger.
Yeah, it's sad if that's going to be the best banger there.
Look, dismember special rarity.
Yeah, so...
So I don't see, I don't understand this. Ponder, rare. Angel's Grace, rare. Dismember, special.
It's
Passed in Flames, special.
Some, they need to fix their system. That's what it is.
Okay, you know...
I think it's an MTG stock error on that one. Not differentiating properly between the special.
I'm not looking at fucking reserve list cards because I'm sorry.
The reserve list is too damn high.
Yeah.
But we've known that's been too fucking high. That's normal.
Jesus, look at a land that nobody fucking uses. Where did it go? City of Shadows, $124, bro.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, that card was fucking nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I look at these prices, dude. It's, no.
Well, let's see.
So you've been at the shop.
Yeah, working my little ass off.
How much, you were trying to say something earlier about doing something.
I middlemanned the most expensive single card sale I have ever personally done in my fucking life. What a stress fucking moment for me. Verifying a $2,500 card for authenticity. And having to handle it just to verify it. Granted, I was there when the guy...
So, what card was it?
Mishra's Workshop.
It was a workshop.
Heavy play. Had plenty of love and wear. The guy we know personally. I was there at the time when he bought it for $1,100 about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Sold for $2,250.
Damn.
Yeah. And I was the one being the middleman between the shop and the guy, the gentleman who ended up buying it from Oregon. Congratulations, by the way. Great fucking deal.
Oh, yeah. That's always...
But that's the single most expensive card I've personally had to handle and sell. I've bought $100 cards. $200 cards. That's whatever. But $2,000...
Just you're gonna see him come into the shop like that,
and I'm just more looking forward to it now more than ever.
So, what have we been selling the most of in the shop lately? I know a few Keldheim stuff has been going out the door,
for Magic.
It's been Pokemon, man.
Between comics and Pokemon, that's what's floating for the last month. That has been the push. And that's okay.
Yeah, because we have...
Comics is the bread and butter of the shop.
Well, no, we have everything she wants for Standard or freaking Pioneer.
Yeah, but nobody's playing Standard Pioneer right now.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of that just kind of sitting there right now, waiting for that day to come. We've just got a backlog of Standard shit that... No. It ain't gonna move for a minute.
Yeah, we got a bunch of fucking rares. I know that Jay keeps trying to push. Well, let's keep buying more. I'm like,
let's curve. Let's
sell what we sell.
And I'm pushing the same way. Like modern stuff, sure. Standard stuff, maybe a little bit at the beginning, but
as an employee of a card shop, do you think that we should be selling on TCG Player?
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, so do I.
Right now, especially with COVID, that's going to be the easiest way to move a lot of stuff. Hell, it's probably going to be the easiest way to move a lot of the bulk. Because people buy bulk.
Oh, I know. But we need to go through all the boxes, pull all the rares that don't need to be in those boxes.
Which I'm still working on. And, I'm still finding them and still inventorying them.
I bet.
All the while selling... $200 piles of comic books, which I was so nice to see today multiple times over because it happened to be a good comic book day.
Yeah, it was a decent day. Berserk came out. If you guys don't know, go down to your local comic book shop. Keanu Reeves, the man, the myth, the guy from fucking Wild
John
Style.
Wick.
And John Wick. And Bill and Ted.
Excellent Adventure.
Has come out with his own comic book.
Story about him, written by him.
Well, him and one other guy.
Not written about him, but it's him.
Mark Waid's the artist, which is pretty good.
Fantastic. I read the first one today. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I got rid of my my two virgin variant covers because, well, I'm an idiot.
Already?
Well, yeah. I sold them to a customer.
Okay.
So, you know, I can't. The only one I kept was the one in 500.
Yeah.
Sketch cover. So, all right, guys. We got a Patreon for as little as a buck may get added to the DGen chat. We got a new guy in the DGen chat. His name's Thomas.
Oh, hello, Thomas.
He plays Magic. He's local.
Okay, all right.
It is, every time I go in a damn chat now, it feels like it's the local union for him and Geo, because that's all they talk about is work.
Yeah, well, and right now, honestly, when I pop in, it's fucking stunks. It's all about the stunks between Geo, Tony. Basically, Geo and Tony. It's all about stunks.
No,
and I'm like,
stunks.
Man, do I need to get on some real stunks? Do I need to do that kind of adulting in my life?
No.
I really don't want to, but.
No. 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 No.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll stick with Magic Stunks.
Hey, but for those of you that have full art Jeweled Lotus extended arts, non-foils are $168.
That's pretty good.
If you have foils, I hate to say it, man, they're $600.
Jesus Christ.
For a card that shouldn't be no more than maybe $20-$30.
Yeah, but EDH.
Fucking EDH players, man.
Yeah. Fucking EDH players.
So, guys, yeah, just like I said, we have a Patreon. Little as a bucket out of the DGen chat. We also got Facebook, Instagram, Parking Lot's on Twitter.
I am Parking Lot. Come find me.
I've been laying off of almost all social media, and it feels fucking great.
I only check Twitter like once a day.
I see shit pop up every once in a while for Twitter, and it's like, you know what?
I'm not going to click on it. I'm not going to click on it.
Exactly.
Swipe it. Swipe it away. Swiper, swipe, swiping.
Oh, just guys will. Card's good.
Very good card. I'm surprised the regular is $8.
For now, it's going to go higher. Ceiling's not, I say $20-ish. Give it a year. All right, guys. This is Earl Grey.
Parking Lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Later. I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality, but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible board the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine, hold the gather. Think about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to coop clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the park. Rip the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't race it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the fun. So all the real niggas stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the fun. Keep it real, motherfuckers stay gangsted up. Freddie, Goldie Lowe, Butch Cassidy, and my homies. Oh, look, rappers. Where we from up in here, baby? We got all generations up in here, representing that East Side. Snoop, it's a beautiful thing y'all doing. Really, you get to see firsthand what we was doing. And you turn it into an art. And the world up. It's going down, motherfuckers, like that.
Sound like Battle Cat, then upstairs the Zap. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop pop. Not better yet, cause the city keep your block top. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshitting. You better read up on the shit to keep the ladies non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine, and fuck anybody this nigga listen. Doghouse out, some a gangster crib. She walking, holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me a low. Slap the other clip in low. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm too gangster up, so just using me. And we've not seen enough. I guess that's when I'll please somebody. Once never will I see. Nigga, don't speak on me. I won't stop, so let me be. We are from the street, somebody.
What's up?
Yeah, we politic, homeboy, and really saying that was about big dollars, you know what I'm saying? And we got more knowledge than we had in the beginning.
We the east side. East side up.
Wow.
Yeah, let's kick this off like this. Yeah.
I'm a Long Beach east side, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get it. Yeah, right. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 920, you know. And we still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLC, and all the DPGs. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You're looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deep or Duh. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacy Adams. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the Alps with the homie Cat. A rough dog, cause I love putting busters on the map. I keep it gangster for show those low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my folks and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware of my clip. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangsta shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. All my real niggas, they gangsta'd up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. Keep it real, motherfuckers, they gangsta'd up. Don't have a some part of 9-5 plus no pennies. Trady, go to low. Yeah, we slow.